We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're continuing our Pottawatomie County focus here today on the show. We had the health department director Leslie Campbell on just a bit ago. She's going to hang around here just in case there's any calls with any questions here for her this morning. We got Steve Land joining us in this next segment. He is the administrator at the Wamego Health Center. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I know it's kind of short notice. I really appreciate you coming on here this morning because I think it is important to hear from some of our local health officials here, especially ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. And, of course, Wamego's in Pottawatomie County, kind of right there in the center, so it worked out nicely. But we're hearing a lot about hospitals filling up here with COVID-19 inpatients. I was reading earlier this morning that Stormont Vale in Topeka is filling up pretty quickly. I think their capacity was around 98%. I know here in Manhattan, we've had 12 patients currently being monitored, one under investigation. What's the situation right now in Wamego?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. It's something everybody needs to keep an eye on is how our hospital situation is. And, you know, the best analogy that I've heard is that hospitals kind of flow like the creeks and rivers. You know, a lot of our patients go to that larger tertiary care level, like a Stormont Vale or St. Francis or Via Christi Manhattan, from the smaller facilities. And Wamego, certainly critical access, consider ourselves a smaller facility. And so there are limitations on what we can treat. And we understand that our spot is typically to stabilize and give the best care that we can here locally. And if there's something that's needed larger, then we send that to the larger care facilities. And when those beds begin to fill up, whether that's with a COVID patient or flu or other patients, then it becomes the responsibility of those smaller facilities to care for those individuals that sometimes wouldn't be our typical patient. And so that's where we get fearful. And that's the condition that we're in right now is we have the Stormont Vales and St. Francis are doing an excellent job with those patients downstream, so to speak. And Via Christi Manhattan, as you mentioned, has 12. And obviously those patients need a higher level of care. They're on ventilation. They require ICU care in a lot of situations. And so those bed capacities fill up. It also impacts from a staffing capacity because you might have a nurse maybe not exposed at work, but gets sick or has to go into quarantine. And then that nurse, if you can imagine, treats 5 to 7 people. And when we don't have a person to replace that nurse, then it just kind of trickles down. So our bed capacity actually decreases. So Wamego Health Center, as far as we are doing, we've had positive patients in-house. We've certainly seen an increasing number of positive patients coming in through our ER and through our walk-in clinic where we do our swabbing here in-house. And that number has continued to increase, and that's our concern over these last 4 to 5 weeks, that number of positive patients and the number of patients in general just continues to increase.
You know, and one thing that I don't know if a lot of people think about this either is that you're not just built to deal with COVID, you're built to deal with all sorts of things, emergencies, you know, people get in car accidents and they have to go get treated at the hospital. And if the capacity is going up as high as it is, and it continually goes like that, it gets a lot tougher to get people treated on time.
Yeah, that's right. And that's ultimately our message is, you know, everybody can have their opinions about COVID and certainly about masking. I know that's a hot topic. But I think everybody understands that the heart attacks and strokes and traumas continue to occur in these small towns in our area. And when we don't have the bed capacity downstream, then that certainly makes it a challenge for us to care effectively for those patients. And so our hope is that if we can mask, wash our hands, and distance, as was mentioned earlier, then we can effectively put the best reduction in place that we know how to do currently and get our numbers into a more manageable spot. And that's just given what we know how to do the best. And our job right now is to support as best we can our community and our healthcare system. And I say system because it really is a network of all the facilities in our area that need to work together.
Yeah, we're speaking with Steve Land. He's the Wamego Health Center Administrator, joining us on In Focus. I know, I think you spoke at the county commission meeting yesterday. I imagine you're probably a little disappointed that the mask mandate wasn't adopted. Can you kind of explain kind of your thoughts on what their decision was yesterday?
Brandon, I would never put myself in the position of a commissioner. I know that they have difficult decisions, and they're trying to work with the knowledge that they have. And I think that what we're trying to do, our job, like I said, is to try to get the message out there to keep people safe. And ultimately, our commissioners have the same goal. They want people to stay safe. They don't want anybody to be hurt or go through any issues. And so I think what I would just carry is everybody can have certainly an opinion about the masks. And I think the word mandate itself kind of carries some bad connotations. And I think people in general, myself included, if you tell me I have to do something, then we get a little defensive. And I think my approach, I think, would be more I'm pleading with the better nature of humans in general. I think if we know that we can impact somebody's life in a positive way, then I think there's more people than not that would agree to do that. And so I think my ask would be for your listeners and just people in general to understand that everything we're trying to do carries no political weight. I'm not coming at you from a government standpoint. I'm simply saying that, to our knowledge, the best way for us to reduce these numbers is for us to wear a mask and to distance and to wash our hands. And it's the combination of all three of those that we think is the most effective approach.
Yeah. Well, and I think people tend to get hung up on the mask so much. I think another key element here is, yeah, if you're going to go out in public, maybe limit how many times, if you're going to go to the grocery store, maybe once a week rather than, you know, three times in a week. So you're limiting your exposure. Would that be fair to say?
I think anything that we can do to reduce exposure, I think, is really key. I think you touch on a good point. You know, if I only need to go to the grocery store, but then I stop somewhere else and go over to a friend's house, you know, that's all going to increase our exposure if we're not taking those precautions while we're doing those things. Now, I think that you can safely do those things and go out and get the, you know, the meals to go and do those things that we need to do out in public to maintain some level of normalcy through this. But our ask is that when you do go out, you try to protect yourself and try to protect your neighbor as much as you can. So, yeah, I think the frequency is certainly a key to that.
All right. Well, Steve, is there anything else you want to make sure to let people know here before the holidays?
Yeah, I think I would just reiterate that your listeners have an opportunity, and as we all do, to try to do what's best for our community. And I think the people that don't wear masks, I don't think that they don't want what's best. I don't at all think that. And I think that we need to break down that separation right away. And, you know, my ultimate concern here is that we have an opportunity coming up with vaccinations. I think that that's really going to be our path out of this scenario, if you will. And I want to make sure that the education, the communication regarding vaccinations doesn't get tied in with the masking, because I think we can have those discussions and have those beliefs. But truly, I think our path out of this is for folks to consider vaccination to fight against this, so that we have a larger number of people that won't be impacted by it.
All right. Well, we hope that work continues on getting that vaccination or the vaccine here as soon as possible. It sounds like maybe a few months away yet still. So, Steve, I really appreciate you coming on and joining us here this morning. And good luck to all you, and thanks to all the healthcare workers.
I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
All right. Stay tuned. More In Focus. We'll hear from Stephen Metzger up next on News Radio KMAN.